Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody. The term independent living is very, very misleading and really doesn't have any power behind it. Now, you have all these independent living centers all over the state, you know, all over the country, I should say, in every state. And what has it done for the disabled person? You know, you have the Americans Disability Act with no power, no money behind it, no enforcement behind it. And you have the independent living centers, and really what they do is keep us dependent on the system, because that's what they refer you to. They don't help you be independent. How can they help you be independent if they don't have independence and they don't have the power and the authority? You have to have enforcement and authority and money to be independent and to help somebody become independent. Without money behind you, you cannot be independent in this country. Now, people have told me about other countries. I don't know about other countries. You know, I'm not there, and I think we ought to concentrate first on this country before we're going to try to change other countries. Because when you go to the other country to change them, you should come there and go there with an example. If you don't have an example, they're going to say, well, you can't afford to talk. So you have these independent living places. The state gives them money. The state runs the show, all right? Tells them what to do, tells them what they can't do. We have so many examples of that. And, well, we've talked about these examples for years now on the air. You take a person with a wheelchair, right? A person needs a certain kind of wheelchair to live their life, to be able to go out and be independent in all kinds of weather as they wish, you know, try to get a job. And trying to get a job is a big hassle when you're in a wheelchair, because there's no enforcement of the law, and many things are not even accessible. So what has the independent living center done for that? What do they do? They had this program called Barrier Busters. What good is that? What do? They tell somebody you're violating the ADA, you know? So the person says, all right, so who cares, you know? And it's so true. Who does care? You can't call the cop. You call the federal government. They tell you to file a complaint. It takes months and months and months. And then they could find out that, you know, this person has a right not to let you in, a certain regulations and all that stupid stuff. And what good is the independent living place? They can't enforce anything. They can't really do anything about it. They don't have the money to do anything about it. And the last I checked, they don't have the right to raise the money to do anything about it. So the term independent is very misleading. If you're going to make somebody in sight, we don't have the means to do it. We admit it. But we can tell you and tell the world how it should be with the hope that someone will step up and say, I want to start you off with, $25 million. Let's get this thing rolling. Let's, get a lobby. Let's start helping people. Let's show them how a person can be independent. That's the hope and dream of Inner Sight. The independent living centers can't have that hope and dream. They're controlled by the state. State's not going to let them do that. Because in doing that, they're going to make the state look bad. Because the state hasn't given us freedom and independence. Did you hear Danny last night about the railroad? How the chair almost tipped over and you got a hassle to get in a certain door. And then when you get in there, if there's no laboratory on the car, you got to go to the bathroom. That's independence? That's bull crap. They made it wrong. And they're not making it right. Because there's no law to make them right, to make them do it right. What is the Independent Living Center doing about that? Going to court? 1 year, 10 years, 15 years? That doesn't help somebody get independence because there's no enforcement.
That's true.
They've been in court for years and years and years. My case alone is proof. 5 years. They wouldn't let me on the bus with my guide dog, the accessoride that's supposed to be for the disabled.
That's right.
Where's the independent living centers on that?
Don't let me say.
I called. Michelle gave me a woman to call. Nice lady, you know. Oh, there's nothing I can do. You're not registered with accessoride, but the thing was made with someone who was registered, and I was traveling as a guest. What the hell has that got to do with it?
That's right.
You see why they can't do anything?
Right.
Because they believe the wrong stuff.
But wait a minute, Frank. Now let's get this straight. You were registered with SCAT, so you are still a paratransit member. That don't make sense, you know.
Well, that's true. That's true. I didn't apply to them because I don't live in the city, but I was going as a guest.
Right. That should have been, the problem with that whole transit system. And also, Joe used to complain about this since he was the transportation.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. You see.
It doesn't
work like that because the ADA doesn't allow it to work like that and because we don't have freedom.
That's right. To go anywhere.
We don't have equality. The average person would. Oh, yeah, you can get on this bus, no problem. But a blind person with a guide dog doesn't have that.
Mm.
There's an example of it.
Yeah.
And where's the independent living center? What can they do about it? They can't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
Because the state won't let them. The whole thing is a big, fraudulent joke.
It is.
They're wasting the money. They set up these independent living centers, and it doesn't mean a damn thing.
I was disabled since 1988, okay? And I went to independent living on the recommendation of a really, nice. She was really nice. She got me a lot of stuff, Woman in Social Security, okay? And she said, if you need anything, just call me. And she said, I'll even help you on the weekend if you need anything. Okay. Because I was really upset. I didn't have much Social Security. And then she thought of something, and it worked, right? She actually got me more money, okay? Very nice woman. I don't remember her name, but I know she was nice. And if I saw her today, I'd remember her, but not her name. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're,
anyway.
They're keeping you dependent on the system.
That's right, you know? But anyway.
That's what that is.
Yeah. But the weird
They're not
part,
making you independent.
Yeah.
They're keeping
well,
you dependent. Because under certain circumstances, your disability can be taken away from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you make $2,000, okay, for somebody who's blind, or if somebody who's not blind, it's $1,300, I think, you will lose your Social Security income. So now, per month.
Well, if you're over a certain age, you can't lose it.
Right. But only
but
for people...
That should be for every age.
That's right. That's right.
Every age.
It shouldn't matter.
As long
period.
As you're disabled.
That's right. But that's not the way it's written, the law. The law is written.
Of course it's not. Because they don't believe in the philosophy that we believe in.
That's right. The law is written that if you hit the income, you lose it. And you have to start paying it back now, which is even worse. That's how come I became in an overpayment status. You know, I think, in my gut feeling, that you should not have to pay that, you know? I mean, you didn't know the law. You didn't go to school for law school and sit there and know the law. That's what the judge told me, by the way. You're educated. You should have known the law. I said, excuse me, sir, and this is when I got kicked under the table by my attorney. I saw him kick me. I didn't feel him kick me. He could have broken my bone.
Well, you should have gone to the newspaper. You should have exposed that. That was your big mistake.
Well, I didn't know anything
you
about
should have held
guys.
A news conference on the steps of the court before you went in.
Yeah, I should have. But I didn't know you guys. I wasn't that rebellious. But I was rebellious enough to get it put the what it called, the judge to think about it. Because what I did say...
But the independent living centers didn't do anything for you?
No. No. You know what
did
I said to
the come forward and do anything for you?
No.
No. Well, what good are they? What good are they? When we come back, I'm going to tell you how the independent living centers don't protect a person's life.
That's true.
Inner sight.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004 on the Big East, and adopting Nikita, great, great dog. And now don't forget about my buddy, Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, I Slip, New York. We appreciate Mr. Kennedy. And his help of inner sight. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Or information, Mr. Kennedy Realty. All right, we welcome the paper doll to inner sight.
Yeah.
One of our new friends and benefactors.
Yeah.
Paper doll in Sayville, Long
yeah.
Island, 23 Main Street. And tomorrow, our artist Delilah will be out there. They're putting up a table for her. I want to thank the sign, Long Island sign people for donating the sign. I want to thank the printers, Rob, for donating the business cards. And we Inner Sight will be out there tomorrow, starting at about 11 o'clock, with our table. You make a $10 donation or more, you'll pick out a handmade gift.
That's good.
So, come on by and say hello and look at all the beautiful things made by the artist, Paper Doll, in Seville, New York. If you're going to be in Seville, if you're local, or even if you're coming to Long Island, check out the Paper Doll. They got a beautiful store. They sell a lot of vintage clothing.
I know.
And I want to thank Dominique, the owner, for helping us with Inner Sight. So that's tomorrow at 11, Paper Doll, 23 Main Street, Seville. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, our phone number. And don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Corey, Tommy, little Tommy, Ollie, and all the others. Go an extra mile for that child. And watch over them. Take care of them. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starved on Long Island is the place to go and call. 631-484-30. Let me check that number. 631-484-3085. 3085, 484-3085, 631. You talk to Gary. You need dog food, cat food, and last I checked with him, he had a veterinarian that he was working with. So if you need any medical, you know, let him know. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And some of our friends that have helped us in the past, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Touro Law Center, my buddy Sal at the Sunset Restaurant, the Islip Cleaners local here on Long Island, and many, many others, Sutton Insurance. And we're going to be calling on them again to see if they'll help the benefit that we're working with in September. Keep you posted on that. Inner Sight and Able News.
Here it is. I got disconnected right before that, so I called back in. Sorry about that. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a classified section that has all different things you can sell and also you know, get advertised. Also, they have that that boast to marriages where you can get, you know, a personal page. Also, they register, you could get registered for a free subscription today, and that at web address is ablenews.com, and you can get that web address and, you know, get registered for free. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions. Nursing home and the service dog petition, change.org. And now you can find them up on our website, innersight.info. I want to thank Bill for that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, civil rights lawyer James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. If you need any advice on that, don't expect miracles, that's for sure. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, who did I miss somebody? If I did, I'll catch up to you later. Yes. Talking about tonight about the independent living centers, how they keep us dependent on the system.
Yeah, they do.
Now, that's not to say that there aren't some good people who work for these places, because there probably are. But the one thing that really bothers me is that an independent living center will not fight to protect a blind or disabled person's life. And that is so degrading to
me. Yes, it does.
How can you be an independent living center if you won't fight if a blind person denied a guide dog or a disabled person denied a service dog?
Yeah.
How can you put your website up and say you're an independent living, and somebody comes to you and says, they won't give me my guide dog, and do nothing?
Yeah, no.
To me, that is totally phony, and I'm going to tell it to the world.
Yeah.
You cannot be a true advocate if you will not stand up and voice the outrage and let people know that this is horrible, to deny somebody their safety without a day in court. The independent living centers believe in the damn courts, don't they?
Yeah.
They got lawyers that bring lawsuits, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, where the hell is the court when a blind person denied their safety?
Don't know.
Why don't they do something about that? I'll tell you why. Because the state will put them out of business.
Yeah.
Because the state is in with the guide dog school. They evaluate people for the school and then stand by when somebody is denied that help.
That's right.
It's a disgrace to this country. And it's even worse. It's even worse what happened last week and how many people who served this country have been denied.
Oh, yeah.
And not one independent living center is doing anything about that.
Nope. Frank, it also is worse when you have people who are actually going from one school to another, and they're not getting absolutely, they're having their history that the other school follow them. Now, that's not right, if you ask me. There should be no history following.
There's all kinds of rules that when there's no law.
Right. You should have that school's history remain with that school. You know, that's all that I would say that's really criminal there, too.
That information should be absolutely confidential.
That's right. Should not follow. The only thing
that's why you have to have regulations, and there aren't any.
Well, the only thing that should follow is if you have, so people could work on it and help you, if you have a trouble with one thing, and that's it. I mean, and then they could help you. They could, you know, give you instructions.
It should be proven that you had trouble.
Exactly. That's right.
Where's the proof? Anybody can put down anything on a paper. Can you prove it?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in any way, shape, or form. They do whatever they want, and they get paid big money for it.
Yeah, they do.
For denying the person the dog.
They are, how would you say, they're evaluating to keep... to me, this is what I feel. They keep the money. They really do. And for certain circumstances, too. I don't know.
Why they keep
the
money?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people don't know that. People are outraged.
Yeah.
I had somebody say to me one time a while back, I thought that once they gave you a dog, you were always eligible. A dog. You see how people are misled?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's no regulations like that. There's no law.
No. I wish there was.
There's nothing. And why aren't the independent living centers doing something about it?
No.
How can you be an advocate group for the disabled and
right.
stand by while thousands of people denied service dogs, that's a ballpark number because we don't know how many people.
We don't know how many, no.
But we're taking an educated guess. Thousands of denied service dogs, you know, and they do nothing about it. They won't even put the stories of people denied up on their website.
I know. You know, I think they absolutely can't. Number one, that one independent living place that you deal with has a board member from a service dog school on it. It doesn't help. You know, any bit. That doesn't help.
Sure. They tell them what to do. And also the state tells them what to do.
Both, yeah.
So there you have it. You cannot have a group that's going to make you independent without power, without advocacy, without money. You see, now, if these independent agencies were truly wanting to make people independent with the service dog thing, they would say, "Well, we want an evaluation from another trainer. We don't believe that this person, you know," and they would pay for it, and they'd get an evaluation at least, and then if they were satisfied that this person can use the guide dog, they would pay for the training and get him a damn dog. And make it an independent living dog.
That's right.
But they can't do that.
No.
They'd be out of business in 30 days.
That's the truth. We tried to talk about it with them and make a little independent, you know, living slash inner sight dog. But he was like, "No, we can't do that. We have board members on our..." You know, and we were like, "Oh, okay."
It's a horrible, horrible setup.
It is.
That is making believe. They're making believe that they're helping people to be independent. But when you really get into it, they're not. You know, they're not. And one of the most... I don't know which one's worse, the service dog situation or the nursing home situation.
They're about
one's
the
worse
same
than
in
the other
different
in
ways.
Different ways.
Yeah. In different ways.
So now you have these programs that are supposed to help people get out of the nursing home. Three or four of them, right? A couple of years ago now, I tried to get the woman on the Inner Sight show who ran the nursing home. Well, she not only ran the nursing home program, she ran like hell. She wouldn't be on Inner Sight.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I got to get permission from the state, you know. It'll take about 30 days. I said, you know, a lot of people could be dead in 30 days
in
those nursing homes. She didn't like that.
Yeah, but it's true.
So she never came on the show. You know, never. And when I asked a certain question, she said, "Oh, I can't talk about that. This is an advocate. This is somebody who's going to get somebody out of a nursing home."
Yeah.
So now, if by some miracle you survive the process, which could take a couple of years, you know, or more, some miracle you survive it, they get you out, you know. Where's the guarantee that you're never going back in?
There isn't one.
Look at
there
all the money they waste. This is independent living.
Guarantee.
How is this person independent if the threat of going into a nursing home is still hanging over their head?
There isn't, Frank. There is no guarantee that you're out, you're out.
That's not independence. That's dependent on the system.
That's right.
You're depending on the system. You got to have the Medicaid. You got to have the home attendant. You got to deal with agencies.
But
you're depending
on the
system. One damn social worker calls the Adult Protective Services and rats on you,
does.
And boom,
yep.
You're on your way back.
That's right.
That's system of independence?
Yeah.
That is no damn independence with me. Hell no, we won't go.
But let me say,
That was the saying when I went to Washington with the Independent Living Center. I don't know, it had to be 10, 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
But now that I'm thinking of it, you know, they got out there and chanted and all that, but the thing they didn't have was the money to back it up and say, we'll pay for it. ADAPT will pay for it. The Independent Living Centers will pay for it. They couldn't do that. If you can't do something about it, don't do it at all. Inner Sight knows. We know what has to be done. We know what we can do if we had the money. We can't do it. The only thing we can do now is let the world know.
But you see,
that's enough, because we're the only damn agency that is letting the world know.
That's true.
The independent living people, the independent living people can't come on this show and talk this way.
No,
the word gets out. They'd fire them.
They lose their benefit. No, they lose their benefits too. The money that they depend on, which is sad too. You should have more than one source of money. Not only that one source, you know?
They make us dependent on the system. That's all they're doing. Telling you to go to these agencies. Telling you got to get the Medicaid. Telling you got to get the Medicare. You know? That makes you dependent on the system. And that's a danger. As long as you have nursing homes in this country, that is a definite danger. Independent living? Where?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? I don't see any independent living in this country. Not as long as you don't have the means on your own to be independent. Well, the agencies I got an email about some program where the disabled person is allowed to save $15,000 a year. All right? Put it in an account. Now, what happens if it goes above that? You know, now you have all kinds of stipulations and rules and regulations, and I mean, even that is regulated. And in addition to that, will the agencies contribute $15,000 a year to the disabled? Will they fundraise now and say, here's your 15 grand for the year, put it away? Doubt very much if they're going to do that. They should. I mean, even with the stipulations and everything else, at least there would be something. But now here's the next thing. Can you use that money to stay out of a nursing home? There's a big legal question. Of course, you'd need more than $15,000 a year. And that's where they get you, see? You raise more than that, as far as I know, the state steps in and restricts the money or takes it or freezes it or whatever they do. So you see, another way of keeping us dependent on the system. That's all it is. All it is. Every program that you examine for the disabled is set that way, is developed that way, is meant to be that way, including the American Disability Act, which is one of the most horrible laws ever written, without enforcement, without money behind it. All right, InterSight, our phone number, 213-816-1650. Engineer, are you there? I don't hear you.
Yes, I'm here. I just
oh, there you are.
Again, right.
Anybody on the line?
Yes, but we have, let's see, Maureen pressed one. She'd like to speak on the other two.
We have anyone beside Maureen?
We have two other people who have not pressed the queue. One is, let's see, the 383 number again.
All right.
The
so,
31383.
Maureen's the only one in the queue, right?
Correct, yes.
All right, so let's take Maureen's call from Queens. She's been struggling with the system that we're talking about.
Yeah, here's Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I'm still struggling with the system. You know, it's just ridiculous. Every day I get up, I'm told something different. And you know, time's wasting. We could have been in the place up there May 6th. This is now June. There's still no any close to getting there. I mean, all this red tape, I'm told I still have a lot of paperwork to do. The social worker at the nursing home doesn't know anything. She was supposed to get in contact with the lady from the company yesterday. It was going to be her and the supervisor. She never called the lady. Then I'm told, oh, we're back to the nursing home transition. The girl last night told me, no, that wasn't going to be. So I am just so sick of it. It's like a tennis match going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's all to do with this damn nursing home code that seems to be the hang-up, you know, because that's and she can't get out.
Well, you know why? Excuse me, Maureen. Let me clarify something to the world here. You know why the social worker at the nursing home doesn't know anything? Because they have meetings, see, closed-door meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And the supervisors come in and they say, oh, don't help her. Don't help
as
her
much
get
as you can.
Get Mary out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'll change her mind and she'll stay here and we get the money. That's why she don't know anything.
Right. Well, that ain't going to be happening because my mom keeps saying I want to go home. I hate it here. I want to go home. So
yeah.
Of course.
You know, so, I mean, it's boring.
And by the way, that's a Nazi mentality that they're working with.
You know,
well,
it really is.
That's
mean, yesterday I bought her.
People.
Well, don't you think this vaccination card thing, too, is Nazism? Having to prove that you were vaccinated, that's also Nazism.
I told you in a heartbeat that was going to happen. I had that gut feeling. And I told you it happened.
Exactly. Right. We're living in a very frightening.
Frightening.
We're living in a very frightening communist, Nazi, Russian regime. We really are, where you have to prove things to... I mean, this is just ridiculous. It really, truly is. But, I mean, you know, I just have to make sure that... it's a lot of work for me. I don't have a computer. I've never been involved in any of this. And it's another county, which makes it extra hard. It's not like I'm moving with her to another part of Queens. It's another county, so you have to go to... So it's just really getting frustrated, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And all this tape and... Which is,
I keep encouraging her, listen, you're going to not move in with your mom ever, and you're going to go to the other county, and that's it. You know, because she keeps coming up with that, and I'm like, no, you're going to do that. You know, you're going to go over to the other, you know, place, and that's it. You know, and even
crazy,
if it's,
you know?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, go ahead.
I said, even if it is where you have to wait a little while and get, you know, some sort of, what do you call, assistance, you know, for you to stay closer to where you're used to. I don't know, maybe that's an idea too, but they should give you some idea. Tell them you're going to be losing money on this if you wait. That's what you got to make them aware of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, because I said, who set July 1st as the date anyway? Because, I mean, you know, the months go fast.
Yes, I have
a lot to do. I have to move here. I have to move. I mean, I have to get a lot of stuff in order. Things have to be switched over. I'm trying to get her around. It's just getting to be too much. If I had, you know, somebody here to help me physically, a brother or sister or somebody.
It'd be easier,
you know, and
wait.
Yeah, I mean, Suzanne's given me a lot of advice, and I appreciate that. That's for sure.
Oh, you're welcome.
But, you know, and if we could even sit down and have meetings at the nursing home, but, you know, with the scamdemic, I mean, the thing we had going on. You know, it makes it even harder, you know? But it's true. They seem like they don't want her to leave, you know what I mean? They'll miss her money. They'll miss her funding, you know?
Yeah. How many rooms do you have in this apartment?
Where I am now?
Where are you going?
Oh, two bedrooms, a nice big kitchen, a nice, tremendous living room, and a little eating area. So it's very nice size, you know?
Very
spacious.
You know, it's too bad. It's too bad that we can't find someone reliable, you know, maybe a retired nurse or military personnel who would come and stay with you until you get all this stuff straightened out. Just go and get a car, get the hell over there, get Mary out of there, say we're going home.
That's it.
Yeah.
And have have a person, you know, as an aide, you know, who would do it.
Right.
I mean, it would be
so
hard to find
somebody. You don't have to use the
in-between. Like,
you won't have to use that CHAR program for the time being. You won't be stuck on the CHAR program until you get on the nursing home transition and waiver program. All you'll have to say is, oh, yeah, Innocite found this person, and in lieu, we're paying, you know, if we can, pay for, you know, part of something.
It would take a miracle.
Yeah, it would take a miracle.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, and would she go on the CHAR and then go to the nursing home, or can she just go straight to the nursing home transition? How does that work? I don't even know.
She could go straight to the nursing home transition and waiver program, but it seems like everybody is working on a snail's pace. Seriously.
Everybody's working on what?
A snail's pace. Because, you know, I was told this, keep working on by the nursing home transition, not by the transition, but by the, believe it or not, the independent living center I used, you got to keep calling the, what did she say? The name of those people were, like the agencies that are providing it. Well, my girls wanted to stay with the agency that we had because they have the service. They're used to the agency and they wanted to stay there. I'm not too keen about it, but we'll see what happens, you know. And they're going to use the same service, the CDPAP, which I like too. I don't have to give them provide for them additional training, which is really a pain in the butt, because then they don't get paid, and I, you know, hear a whole, because they have to go for training days, and then they go there, and then they have to sit through the whole thing and listen to training, and they're not going to get
you
paid.
But here's an example of what we're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If these independent living centers were really real and they worked right, they would have the money and a list of people, reliable, bonded people, and say, hey, so-and-so can stay with you for 30 days or even longer if need be. We'll pay them.
Yeah.
We will pay them. They're reliable. Mm-hmm. They're bonded. You know?
Right.
That's
yeah,
how
yeah.
it should be. And just get the hell out of the damn place.
No. Yeah, that's right. No.
Because you can deal with it a lot better when you're in your own home.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the poor thing, we were watching the fish
but
yesterday.
But they don't have that.
The two fish.
They don't
have
that.
Really nothing.
Because they're not there to make people independent. They're there to keep
right.
you dependent on the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
Mm-hmm. Well, I even found on one of my, I was going through my messages last night because I have 80 bazillion, so I have to get rid of some of them.
80 bazillion,
and,
eh?
easily. Give or take a bazillion. And I came across one from the lady at the, you know, Sydney for the housing thing. And she said she's still waiting for documents from the social worker that she hadn't received. So this one's no darn good, the social worker at the nursing home. She
I told you to
well,
go to her supervisor, maybe.
She's not much better, I don't think. But I'll try. I hope they're not listening. But, you know, I mean, really, I don't get much help, you know. And this is not just at this issue sometimes. This has been in the past, too, you know.
How about...
You know? But,
with the go to the administrator's office, okay,
yeah,
of the nursing home. I think
yeah,
it would be
that
better.
Yeah, that I may have to end up doing because
yeah.
I mean this is just ridiculous, you know. I mean, it's just like I say, back and forth, and nothing's
oh,
getting accomplished. Oh, I called the finance guy today over in Jersey to see if he has her award letter, you know, because. It's going to be a hassle trying to get that, too, setting up a Social Security account for her, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I call
right.
it maybe 10-something. Oh, I don't know if I have it. Call me back this afternoon.
Like
I left
woke
her,
up.
It's 5 messages. Never heard a word back.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm sick of
That's
leaving
cool.
messages for people. They don't call back. They don't give a damn. I mean, what kind of an answer? The last time I asked the one down here in the nursing home, do you have her award? Oh, I don't know. I'll have to. I don't know. My mom worked for American Standard for the president. I never remember when the phone rang. Anyone asked her a question, she'd say, oh, I don't know.
Well, she
no,
said that she probably checked on it.
The work ethic in this country is gone. I'm
back.
Sorry, Susan.
I said if she said that, she would check on it and then call them back. She had a good work ethic.
No, there's no checking. There's no checking on anything. I have to leave messages and I never hear again. And how do you not know? I mean, do they get the award letters there or don't they? How would you not know? Just say, oh, I don't believe hers came ever. Or,
you know, I would call Michelle and tell her what you're going through and that you're blind and that they expect you to read all this stuff and you can't read it. You know?
Yeah, I would.
If Michelle puts
this
on the news, you'll see how fast they'll move their ass.
Yes.
Yeah, because today I call them.
I would call her.
Call her.
Yeah, I will. She tells me she got a letter there. It's sitting on the table. I said, who's it from? Oh, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, I said, that's important. It's just propped on the table. It's not open for her. It's not read for her. So now tomorrow when I go to drop off her final checks, I hope, I have to go try to track down that letter. The nurse put it in her table, but I can't go up, of course, to her room, so let's see if somebody comes down. But what kind of nonsense is this? You just plop mail on a table, and you don't tell the person, you know, what it's about, or...
Typical how they
I would have said right then
it.
And there, can you open it and read it to me? That's all.
Well, she unfortunately doesn't say anything to them. I don't know why she doesn't, but, you know, she should say more, you know? But,
I don't know.
Hey, I would call Michelle and let her know what's going on.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Yeah,
I will do that. I will do
Can't
that.
Can't hurt.
I will do that.
Yeah.
All right, in
yeah,
a sight, we're gonna move on.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Maureen.
Thanks. Very nice show tonight. The show's very nice. Very,
thank
I'm
you.
I'm enjoying it very much. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
7:30,
take
we
care.
Were on,
thank you.
7:30, we were on the rerun on Altice tonight, Channel 20. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit and... soon to be going our YouTube show. We'll keep you posted on that. We're working on it.
Can't wait for that.
But you see and you hear and you know what people have to go through who are disabled. And even when the money is there to help you, even when the so-called programs are there to help you, look at all the horrible red tape. You know why these nursing homes operate this way?
Mm-hmm.
Because they believe and they're told, mm-hmm. and it's a law that a person goes to a nursing home to die. How dare you go home? You're supposed to die here, you jackass. That's their attitude.
Did it?